The Bird Show.
All right, if you are married, this is the list that you want to stick around for right here,
okay?
All right, now there are 15, they say, factors that gauge whether you'll get divorced or not. I got all 15 here. I'm not sure we're going to have time to get through all 15, but I'll put the entire list up on theburtshow.com.
You know who should pay close attention is our producer, Joanna.
Oh, Lord.
Why don't we get her in here? Do you mind picking your hand?
No.
Hey, can I go back, Joanna?
Yeah, because this is, if you're engaged like our producer Joanna is, you take a look at these, at this
right.
list right now, and you may go, okay.
You go, wait a second, I need to change this or that or whatever.
13 of 15 red flags? How bad can that be?
Come on in, Joanna.
Come on in. We're going to confirm to you that you have chosen the right guy this morning, okay?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
As if you didn't know already, yeah.
That's what we're going to do. This is producer Joanna's At Mic Music, and she chose it because she's from Uruguay.
Well, the singer's not from Uruguay.
The singer's not from Uruguay?
No, no.
But the tone, the flavor is
yeah.
Latino because you're from Uruguay.
You're with those obnoxious people that have to overdo any Hispanic words.
Yep.
Ranchero.
I hear him in the hallways and he's always like, Joanna Rodriguez. and it doesn't stop. It's like a 20-minute like Rodriguez.
It's like that dude that says goal, it's Rodriguez.
Say it, don't spray it.
All right, Joanna, so you are engaged and you're set to get married when?
In 2035.
Yeah, really?
2011.
All right,
next year sounds so much better.
These are the 15 factors that allegedly gauge whether you'll get divorced or not, but you're going to want to listen, obviously, with an engaged ear here, all right?
Yes.
If you're married Americans, your marriage is between 40 and 50% likely to end in divorce. So right off the bat, if you're listening right here and you are in our country, 40 to 50% not going to make it.
Between two Americans, so what if you marry?
Two Americans.
Oh. Am I considered American?
Yeah,
well, I was born
not in Arizona.
It depends on which is the better statistic.
I know.
Right.
So just to claim you're from Uruguay.
You can cater these to fit your needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like Bird caters his Jewishness.
My Jewish.
Bird's only Jewish if he gets a day off of work.
And Jason's from Miami, and so Miami is kind of South America-ish. You
know? Very close to Cuba.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So we're good. We're fine there.
Jason's Cuban.
Oh.
If you live in a red state, you're 27% more likely to get divorced than if you live in a blue state.
That is an X against you because we are red.
Red.
I'm getting married in Florida. Are they red?
They
yes.
are.
Yes.
I don't think it matters where you get married. I think it matters where you live.
If you live in a red state.
Oh, they said married.
If you argue with your spouse about finances once a week, your marriage is 30% more likely to end in divorce than if you argue with your spouse about finances less frequently.
Okay, we don't ever argue.
You don't because you don't have any money.
Because you're broke.
Right.
Yes. Did you say that with a straight face?
And,
yeah.
And because he doesn't live here.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So we don't argue yet.
It's bliss every time you see each other. I missed you so much.
Well, isn't the old cliche that the first year of marriage, the thing that people argue about most is finances?
Isn't that the top reason for divorce usually?
Is it
finances? I think
that and farting while you sleep,
and lack of sex,
or too much sex with another person.
That's true.
Or farting while you're having sex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then how have you stayed married for so long, Jeff?
I have to fast.
No one's believing
right.
that. You could have said anything right. about that.
You can't even keep a straight right. face of that.
All right, number four. If your parents were divorced, you're at least 40% more likely to get divorced than if they weren't. If your parents married others after divorcing, you're 91% more likely to get divorced.
Huh.
Really?
Mm. Well, I guess I'll be screwed in the future.
No, we're good there. Both of our families are still married.
I think that's really solid.
Yeah.
That's really good. If I was, I'll have to bring this up at another time. If I was Stacy dating me 16 years ago, knowing my family history, I would not recommend me for her.
You were a gamble.
I was a gamble.
Total.
She rolled it. She all in on this one.
And she is waiting for that payoff.
She still
is. Hoping someday it'll pay off.
If only one partner in your marriage is a smoker, you're 75% to 91% more likely to divorce than smokers who are married to fellow smokers.
We're not smokers.
All right. He's into that whole hash thing, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, he's into tobacco, chewing. But no, there's nothing. No, not at all.
I thought you chewed.
I do. I have two in right now.
Uh-huh. She could always use, but that's what every woman does in Uruguay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
If you're a daughter, you're nearly 5% more likely to divorce than if you have a son. If you have a daughter, you're nearly 5% more likely to divorce than if you have a son.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Women are pains in the ass, and guys.
That's why you had to turn in your census right there.
Just so you have a stat like that?
Yeah, so we can come up with stats like that.
That one's stupid. That one's stupid. If you're a woman 2 or more years older than your husband, your marriage is 53% more likely to end in divorce than if he was 1 year younger to 3 years older. That sounds like one of those damn SAT.
How many rowboats do you need to get everyone off the island?
You need to study that. It'll be up online.
This is a happy survey.
All right, you're going to want to listen to this one, Joanna. If you're of below average intelligence, you're 50% more likely to be divorced than those of above average intelligence.
What's average intelligence considered?
Well, I'm above average intelligence, so yeah, I don't know what below is.
That's why I was saying you needed to listen to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna's going to beat your ass.
This one's about twins or triplets. If you're a female serial cohabitor...
I don't know what you're... If you're a female serial killer, more than likely...
I know.
Your marriage won't end in divorce because
well,
you'll be
then
dead.
I'm getting divorced.
If your name is Jordan Vandersloot, you will not have a successful marriage.
If you're a female serial cohabitor, a woman who has lived with more than one partner before your first marriage, then you're 40% more likely to get divorced than women who have never done so. So have you ever lived with a dude before?
No, never.
Okay, that works for you.
I'm looking good so far, huh?
So far.
Watched our marriage last a week.
And
if you have the attitude of Joanna Rodriguez, then your marriage will probably not last.
The other ones are sort of inconsequential because they address specific counties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that's your base right there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to take a look at that while you're engaged, or take a look at your man today and go, "Woo, there are 13 of 15 red flags right there."
Well, it looks like you need to change your citizenship to something other than American and move out of this red state.
Yes.
That's really the only thing that you have going against you in your marriage being stable is the fact that you're an American.
That's great.
That's a great survey, Bert. Nicely done.
Yeah,
what was it supposed to be directed towards yourself?
Yeah.
Get it? The Bert Show.